This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel has unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down a 10-day-old offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City and orange flares lit up the night sky, with airstrikes also reported in central and southern Gaza. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting, quote, military infrastructure, end quote, as well as a weapons storage unit. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt military strikes against Hamas in Gaza are plunging the two leaders into a difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Mr. Biden was trying to avoid. He told Netanyahu in a telephone call Wednesday he expected, quote, significant de-escalation of the fighting by day's end, according to the White House. The prime minister came back with a public declaration that he was, quote, determined to continue the Gaza operation, quote, until its objective is achieved. The Gaza Strip's already feeble health system is being brought to its knees by the fourth war in just over a decade. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with waves of dead and wounded from Israel's bombardment. Gaza's only laboratory for coronavirus testing was damaged by an airstrike. With testing and vaccinations halted, those fleeing the bombardment are vulnerable to virus in crowded refugee shelters. This is VOA News. The European Parliament has urged the EU to back a push for a temporary waiver of coronavirus vaccine patents in the face of skepticism from Brussels and key member states. Lawmakers voting late Wednesday narrowly approved an amendment calling on the bloc, quote, to support the Indian and South African World Trade Organization initiative for a temporary waiver on intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, equipment and treatments, and urges pharmaceutical companies to share their knowledge and data, end quote. COVID-19 vaccines currently being deployed in the fight against the pandemic in Europe appear able to protect against all variants that are circulating and causing concern, the World Health Organization's regional director said Thursday. He told a media briefing health authorities should remain vigilant on the rising number of cases in the region of COVID-19 caused by a variant that emerged in India, but stressed that vaccination and infection control measures would help prevent its spread. Pfizer-BioNTech announced a deal Thursday to deliver an additional 60 million doses of its vaccine to Turkey that could revive the tourism-dependent country's stalled inoculation drive. Turkey's health minister said he hoped the new shipments could help the nation of 84 million to reach, quote, collective immunity, end quote, by August. BioNTech was founded by its current chief executive and his wife, both children of Turkish immigrants to Germany. Tension on the Ukrainian-Russian border could continue until September, when Russia is due to complete military exercises in the region, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday. Relations between Moscow and Kiev collapsed after Russia annexed the Ukrainian region of Crimea in 2014, and Russian-backed separatists took control of a swath of eastern Ukraine later that year. Tensions have flared again in recent months after the two countries traded blame for a surge in fighting in Donbas and Russia in what it called a defensive exercise, massed troops on its border with Ukraine and in Crimea. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov Thursday hailed the U.S. move to waive sanctions against Nord Stream 2, the Russian-controlled builder of a Russia-Germany gas pipeline, as a positive signal for ties between Moscow and Washington. Speaking to journalists, Peskov also said Russia's foreign minister's description of his meeting Wednesday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as constructive was likewise a positive signal. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.